And we kick off with a look at the news, and our top story this week is how scientists have discovered a way to put right cells that have got the wrong numbers of chromosomes. Chromosomes are the chunks of DNA that contain our genes. Now, normally, human cells contain 23 pairs of chromosomes, with one of each of those pairs coming from each of our two parents. But occasionally, something goes wrong, and one or more extra copies of a chromosome can crop up in some or all of our cells. This happens quite often in the sex chromosomes. These are the X and Y chromosomes you have if you're a man, and the two X chromosomes that you normally carry if you're a woman. About 1 in 500 men has an extra X chromosome in their cells, and this can affect their fertility, and it does so by preventing healthy sperm production. But now, James Turner at the Crick Institute in London has potentially found a way to fix this, and possibly other problems like it.
We were trying to set up in a dish a system for studying the precursors of these sperm cells in a mouse model. So these are mice that have these equivalent conditions to what the humans do. So three sets of chromosomes instead of two sets of chromosomes. And so to do that, the first thing that you have to do was to make stem cells from these animals. Because if you have a stem cell is essentially a cell that can give rise to any cell of the body and can also renew itself. Then you can prompt those cells to differentiate into sperm. And so we started by taking small pieces of skin from the ears of the mice that had these conditions, and we performed a process called reprogramming. They essentially convert from being a skin cell back into a stem cell. When we did that, we found, to our surprise, that a number of the stem cells that we recovered from this process of reprogramming had actually converted their sex chromosome number from 3 to 2. So, for example, if we start with a mouse that was XXY, we recovered from that mouse stem cells that had an X chromosome and a Y chromosome, so the sort of usual two sex chromosomes. So this really surprised us because it suggested that the process of reprogramming is somehow correcting this chromosome abnormality.
And if you do this experiment in a mouse that doesn't have this chromosomal abnormality to start with, so it doesn't have XXY, for example, it has just XY.
Yeah.
Does the same thing happen, or is this purely happening in the context of when you start with an abnormal number of chromosomes?
So that's where things get really interesting. We do see loss of one of the two sex chromosomes if we start with an XY, but the frequency at which that happens is very, very low compared to if you start with a cell that has three sex chromosomes. The term we actually use is three sex chromosome biased chromosome loss, or trisomy biased chromosome loss.
So it's almost as though the stem cell, when it's being made, can count chromosomes, knows there's something wrong with the number of chromosomes related to the sex chromosomes, and does something to correct the process.
Sure. I mean, that would be the immediate conclusion and a very exciting conclusion. Actually, what we think is happening is potentially something rather more pedestrian. So we think that during the process of reprogramming, what's happening is that this is actually quite a stressful event for the cells to go through. And so although we need to do more experiments to work out exactly what's going on, what we think is happening is that if at some level within that pool of cells within a dish, you may have one or two cells that are actually spontaneously losing that extra chromosome. And that when you then subject those cells to reprogramming, there is some selective advantage or better ability for those cells that are corrected to accelerate through the reprogramming process and divide perhaps more rapidly than the cells that retain the three sex chromosomes.
And does this apply, this process, just to the sex chromosomes? Or if I took an individual with, say, Down syndrome, who has too many copies of chromosome 21, does that also correct itself?
Yes, we performed two experiments. We used a mouse model of Down syndrome. So this is a mouse that carries a copy of human chromosome 21. We performed exactly the same experiment. And what we found was that some of the stem cells that we recovered had indeed lost this copy of human chromosome 21. We think that probably this is just the tip of the iceberg. There could be many, many different sorts of additional chromosome type abnormalities that could be corrected using this process.
It's amazing, isn't it? And in fact, eggs that were fertilized by sperm cells that were corrected using that technique resulted in healthy mouse pups that had normal numbers of sex chromosomes afterwards. That was James Turner, and the work he was describing has just come out in the journal Science.